us the satisfaction of the Lord. And everything automatically done. None knows how. There, as it is. Jasmin jati sarvamita vijnatam bhavati. If you know one, everything is known. If you get one, everything is got. This is the key to the highest life. So you try to have an understanding with the main controller of everything. All those psychological vijnatam. You will get a peaceful life. Puram sattva bhutanam gyatamam shanti nityam. I am all in all. Only have understanding with me proper. And then everything is done for you. Aham hi sattva jagyanam bhukta chakpuriyam. Bhuktaram yagyatavasam sattva luka maheshwaram. Suriyam sattva bhutanam. I am a friend and a guardian to you, and I do everything. Everything is done from this center. And it makes some understanding, proper understanding in this center. You may not have any role in your life. It is not unreasonable to you. The greatest peace you can find only in this method. That make understanding with the highest controlling center. And understanding, reality and surrender have faith that he is good. Absolute controller is absolute good and he is autocrat. So no law, no science, nothing had duped anything. He's autocrat. So you know to explore any way, to waste your energy anywhere. Concentrate all your energy to make understanding with the autocratic controller. And he's loving, he's sweet, absolute. He's not responsible for any other thing. He's all in all. And have understanding with him, surrender. He will take up your case, consider your case favorably. That is what is necessary. In the whole of the universe, this one law that will satisfy everything.
So, Maharaj, Parikshit wants to study international politics. To serve Krishna by his study of these subjects, politics. He wants to serve in that way. Now, is it better to directly approach the controller or to
make a decision? Sarva-dharman-parityajya-mamekam-sarvam-dharman. As much as you eliminate other obligations of the environment and the collect your energy whole to lead to what he said, that is will be more
beneficial.
Being more prosperous.
One devotee has come from England, also
Bhakti Rath.
He has come from England.
You take care of him, he may come on you, not to you. read. So I inform everything to Akaranda Maharaj.
I will tell him all the news.
Arrived the latest development there.
Not much change.
Mother Maharaj has secured a promise to clear up the debt for the loan of Ambrosia. One gentleman he has undertaken to relieve him.
The same day your letter came to me, he also came and said that he can help. So I thought it was by Krishna's arrangement he had come.
He's very happy.
Happy.
I was also having difficult time getting my visa to India. And when your letter came, I thought, oh, you did not want me to leave England. That's why I was having difficulty with visa. Until I solved this problem, then I could get my visa. And other devotees there have also promised to help. Janaka and Saranga, they will all help to collect money.
One to him.
Yes. But they have all said that I can come and they will take care of the problem for me.
When we left England, there was our only regret at this point that we have found it now.
Maharaj, what is it possible? But that is what I thought that I had made them to meet them today.
There, I'm happy because leaving you there, they had to come ahead.
Dr. Sharma, he proposed that he wanted Aranya Maharaj to buy that house for £40,000. He's ready to sell it to them on some installment. If they'd like to purchase it instead of just renting.
Possibly marriage. Gayadhar Prabhu is also expected to come.
He's coming.
And this is the indifference and the pressure of Hamsudut Maharaj Parak. He was indifferent first, now little pressure against him. Something. Hare Krishna, Guru. Coming from his home from this month, and she is taken away by the holy land on the Sarvaka side. I don't like to believe this, but anyhow, we will come.
Yes, we were there last night, he told. But we could not believe him, we are not sure.
I'm not sure. Or to draw our attention towards that matter from conspiracy.
Dalton knows him, no? You've seen him before. I don't know him. But I could see from him he looked trustworthy.
Krishna, Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj.
Yes. Very, very
I am
nice.
Told his portrait has been very nice.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Yes. We appreciate it very much.
Yeah. No, and they will begin Samadhi Mandir, don't you know. But something is already come out from here.
Yes.
We have much affection and appreciation of life from the beginning of life. I sometimes chastised her. Karananda Prabhu here.
Maharaj, can I take
no. He told them that if he can do so, he will do the duty of his friend, work of his true friend, if you can take him there. Then he will give the service. Sivan Mukri Hishivadu Swayane Vasura. This was the main point of the whole activity of Bhagavad-gita. Whatever you take the name or whatever you do must be in a serving attitude on the surrendering basis, complete. You should not be miser there. Then the foundation will be otherwise. The foundation is Shraddha, peace, that real form, service, dedication. Dedication, all other forms will be productive. Only when it is done with the spirit of dedication. If you are neither there, then so many forms of bhajan, service, of serving attitude, own. That is the test. With how much intensity you require to really require one. One. If you want the degree of your requirement will be just by your surrender. You really want it. Not by the fashion outside. Inner dedication, whole service, whole service. We all belong to Him completely. Then we shall go to make your God say that we think. So we shall go to make great discussion. But after this, so much. We must be so much readily, faith and charity is not possible. We are wholesome, we belong to Him, we are perfectly right. This is true. Right? You have a good recognition. Right? So, everybody must have that recognition. In the beginning, I am hearing Bhagavatam, I really get this empty. My God, not this. I am studying a book, whatever I am doing. Really get this empty. My God. Please, my God, I am proper to that. Proper to life. That comes. Yeah. devotee has found in him. She was in Vrindavan for some time. That he is out of his home somewhere in
He is in New York now.
New York.
He started a temple in San Francisco with his associate, Guru Kripa Maharaj, who had just gotten out of jail, prison. But it was not successful. Achyutananda, he will not be here this year. He will not come this year. He has no money.
Why he is this car? No one got money.
But he has left ISKCON, now he is going back, so he has to regain his standing there. They are suspicious of him. Anyone who goes to see Sudhir, they become suspicious of.
Anyone
who goes to visit Sudhir Goswami, they become very much afraid of and suspicious of.
Afraid of which?
Any person.
If
they go to visit, like Achyutananda, went to visit Sudhir Goswami. So after that, they are afraid of him.
Discouraged.
Bad man. Because he's of uncompromising principle.
Yes. Not a yes man to the committee.
Sudhir is giving impression to Parikshit Maharaj. Tantulajan Varishyeti Pashubuddhi Milang Jahi. That he died, this animal consciousness you kill. You kill this animal consciousness, that you have to die. That is, this body will die, and you don't die. You never die. And that aspect of yourself must be brought out from this cage of flesh and bone. You don't die. So no fear of mortality in yourself. But your attention is focused towards the mortal element. And so you think I am dying, and everything which is dying, and your concentration only with that environment. So solve yourself. You have to face this one day, any day or other. Otherwise you will continue to be mortal. The play of death, the birth and death. Uddhari Ratmana Atmanam Natmanam Avasadhi. Atma Yuvahatmano Bandhu, we are our friends, we are our foe. If you help me to get out of this entanglement, then I am my friend. Otherwise, if I indulge in going through the mortality, I am my foe. Bandhu Ratma Tamastasya Jinai Vatma. One who has got self-control, control over the senses, and the guide according to scriptures, he is his friend. And who plays at the, like doll at the hand of these senses, calm, crowd, etc., like a lust, anger, greed, at their hand play, like a doll, he is his own enemy. So, Parikshit, Babu, you have come to up to this mark of consciousness. It is very valuable time for you. Now whether you would begin to have a wholesale solution of all the lives together in future, or having this human path, coming to the goal like a football, or coming to the gate to get out of the prison, again you will enter into the prison. That is to be decided. So think very, very seriously whether you are going to help you in what way. And this, mamuli ke ki wale?
Ordinary. Ordinary.
This ordinary.
Most ordinary.
Mamuli. Stereotype way or a novel way you will try to help yourself.
Revolutionary way.
Revolutionary way. Or this mundane. Ordinary stereotype method. Going on. So many going on. The progress has got no value.
He wants to be revolutionary in the world, but with himself he is in ordinary way. He's doing.
Hare Krishna. Try to help yourself. You have got the chance. A human birth. It is most valuable. It is not sure that once we have come to human birth, it will continue. Arthadam anittam is the very valuable. Arthadam, it can serve the highest purpose, but it is recurring. It may vanish next moment in Bhagavata. Bharat Maharaj, he went up to such a state that when young, he left his whole kingdom, whole empire, just like one passes his tools. Jahu Jyoiva Madhavat, passing like stool. So, faithfully he left his empire and went to the rishis for tapasya. But last moment, slight deviation. He was nurturing the calf of a deer, and when the time of his death came, he thought, he was engrossed in the thought of that infant deer, that the jackals and the other tigers may devour him, just the very moment his life passed away, and got a figure of that deer. Jang jang bhavi sarang bhavang tadottamti kalivaram. Whatever idea we'll capture in the last moment of our departure from this body, that idea will take me to a particular factory and give a material body. So Bharat Maharaj, who could leave his empire just like a stool, he had some attraction for the infant deer, and he had to get a mark of a deer, such as the subtle laws of the nature. So we must be very careful about our own future. Thing, we all that glitters is not gold. Things that seem to be good may not really be that. What is the proverb? As it seems to be, as it appears, things may not be so as it appears. So, sadhu sadhna, think seriously what to do, what got most valuable chance in human body. When, by the help of the scriptures and the saints, living the scriptures, we can work out our salvation from this bondage of mortality. Should we use that way? Or in this stereotype way, Mahamudra, gone as a slave, of senses. At present we are slave of our senses. The tongue, the nose, the ear, sweet sound, sweet taste, sweet sight, that they attract us. And we gather some money and purchase these sense experience, pleasing sense experience, and receive ourselves and distribute others. We distribute this sense pleasure to others. Then we are religious men. What is it? Be religious? That I distribute sense pleasure to others. I am selfish when I use for myself, and when I distribute them for others, this sense pleasure, but I am a good man, I am very kind, benevolent. But the transaction of sense pleasure is mortal. The whole self should be dismissed. We have to find out what I am, where am I? The senses, or the mind, or the faculty of judgment, the reason, or transcendental, something more. But where I am, look at this. Indriyani parannahu indriyedva parangmano manasastu parabuddhir buddhir atma mahampara buddhir japaratastu sa. I am that element which is above reason. Our senses are very important. If all our senses wanting, then no world to us. If no eye, no figure, appearance, no ear, no music, no tongue, no taste, so no senses, no nothing world experience. But the mind, sometimes we say, he passed by your front. No, I have not seen. I did not see. I was unmindful, inattentive, I could not see. So mind is the recipient through the senses. And then there is the faculty of judgment, reason, more important. Mind says, I want this thing. Reason says, no, don't go there. Rather take this. This will be helpful to you. This is more finer and more fine and more valuable within us. Then above reason, the judgment, there is Atma, soul. What is its characteristic? It's like a spark, like a spark. It gives light, then the judgment is possible. This is black, this is white. This is good, this is bad. The light must be there. Atma is like that. Then the Buddhi will select and the mind will say, I want this, I don't want that. And then our senses will come to experience, to perceive good or bad. But we are that Atma, that spark of knowledge. And it has got its own soil. The plane of that light, a part of which is our Atma, soul. The soul's plane of Vaikuntha is Prasiddhvadi Sakuli Chinmaya. The earth, water, air, ether, everything is conscious in Vaikuntha. Subjective plane. There is also earth, water, fire, all these things. And this is Parvata reflection here. These things have to be discussed and thought out and accepted, to be realized. It is smagat karbar, this cash transaction, not any loan. You can feel it. You can make experiment. What I say. I have made experiment when I was a college student. I found out where is my Atma, eliminating the scope of the senses, the mind, the intelligence, sourcing them, try to find out what is my soul, what characteristic, how it is there. If we can do that, as Bhagavad Gita recommended, if you really want to check your senses, then this method will help you most. Evam buddhe param buddha samstagbhyat manamatmana jani shatru mahabahu kamarupam durasatam. This attraction for mundane things, this kama, this lust, if you want to check it, successfully conquer it, then you adopt this process. You first try to understand what is world, then next your senses, through which you receive them. Next stage, you think your affinity towards these pleasures, mind, sankalpa, I want this, I don't want this. This element within you, that is your mind. Then there is reason also within you, who can say, no, this is good, this is bad. Don't take it, take this. That faculty also within. Then above that, there is soul proper. In Bhagavatam there is an illustration. In the moonlit night, the cloud has covered the moon. The Bhagavatam says that what is the thing? Nurara yogi paschanna sajusna bhajitri bhani ahumatya bhajitaya sabhasa purushuja. Give you an example. Just as the moon is there, the cloud is seen by the light of the moon, but that very cloud has covered the moon. Cloud has covered the moon, but cloud is seen only through the light of the moon. So also, your mental system you can feel only with the light of your soul. But this mental system has covered your soul. This example has been given in Bhagavata. A very good example. The cloud has covered the sun, but the cloud is seen by the light of the sun. So Atma, the soul, is making everything expressive. I can feel only by that light. But what I can see, they have covered. But ego, mental system, has covered the soul completely. Can't come in direct touch with our soul. The mental system, through pass through there. Very nice. We should like to go. Now, time is up.